here at the New Holland booth at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm speaking with Phil Cobb with New Holland. And Phil, what's your title?
I'm Regional Service Manager for the Mid-States region for New Holland.
Well, we just came off the National Biodiesel Conference we were in Dallas this year, and New Holland had, as usual, a strong presence there. Tell me a little bit about New Holland's commitment to biodiesel.
New Holland has a strong commitment to not only be part of biodiesel, but also to be a leader in the industry as far as future fuel usage goes. We are obviously the first company to approve biodiesel in our engines across the board, as well as many of our units can use up to B100 biofuels within their engines.
Right, and the comment was made during one of the sessions at the biodiesel conference that why can't the other OEMs be like New Holland and support the use of B100? Why have you taken the lead in this?
I think mainly because a number of our customers, obviously we're in the soybean areas, a number of our customers grow soybeans. I think biofuel is a fuel for a future. Not only does it support farming, we also use the fuel. So I think it's important for ag industry to be on the leading edge.
What is the holdup with other OEMs? Why wouldn't they? I know it's hard for you to speak to that, but really it seems almost like a no-brainer to be able to approve the use of up to B100.
Well, there are obviously issues as far as using biofuels in every engine. There are engineering areas that you have to look at to make sure the usage works correctly. So I guess either they're not up together with the technology, or it's not an important area for them. But for New Holland, it is our focus, and we're going to continue to lead the industry.
Well, tell me about the various types of equipment that you have that are approved for use in biodiesel.
All the New Holland equipment, ag equipment, is approved to use biofuels. Not all of them are up onto B100. But our combines, the large two combines we have are approved for 100% biofuel. A number of the tractors are approved for 20%. Everything that's used in an ag field today is approved for a minimum of 5% biofuel.
Well, we really appreciate that. I know the soybean growers appreciate that, and our country appreciates that you're helping to wean us off our dependence on foreign oil. Thank you very much, Phil Cobb, here at the New Holland exhibit at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.